News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In a total of almost 45 billion euro in tax in the first 6 months of the year. That's up almost, or more, I should say, than 9% in the same period last year. That's according to the latest Exchequer returns. The new Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, joins us now. Minister, yourself and the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue, are going to be under serious pressure to splash the cash in the autumn budget.
Well, thanks, Shane, and good morning. And just want to say we've had really positive Exchequer returns, which I think demonstrates the strength and resilience of the Irish economy. Income tax of 16 billion, up 7% compared to 23. Corporation tax of 12 billion, up 15%, and VAT at 11 billion, up 6%. And that speaks, I think, to the success of the recovery of the Irish economy after COVID and the resilience of the labour market, with over 2.7 million people at work, and we've inflation moderating now. But what I would say in the context of your question, it is important that we've a careful and sensible budgetary policy as we enter into 2025. And that's why, as a government, we've committed to the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Nature and Climate Fund, so that we actually protect and save for the future. So I expect by the end of this year that we'll have 10 billion euro put aside to provide for that medium-term risk, which is within our economy. We know, if you look at the corporation tax receipts that we received for the month of June, for example, they're significantly up on the first quarter of this year. We know the volatility and unpredictability of corporation tax, and that's why the budget for 2025 will require ministers to prioritise. We're very clear that we've a number of existing expenditure pressures within our budgetary framework, which will need to be met for 2025. So my approach will be responsible. And as a government, we want to make sure we plan for the long-term future, which means sustaining progress over many years and not under...
No, and that's all very laudable. It's not going to butter many parsnips with government deputies. I'm just reading in the paper today, Charlie Flanagan calling for cuts in inheritance tax, investment in defence. Brendan Griffin saying he'd be seeking a restoration of the 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector. Your Fianna Fáil colleague Cormac Devlin saying he wanted to see a tax package for workers, an increase in the state pension. Even the Taoiseach rowing in saying there will be a continuation of cost of living supports. It's going to be hard to make all that add up, isn't it?
Well, we are in a different environment to where we were in the last 4 years. So when we entered government, we were at the height of COVID, and that meant the government and the state had to provide an unprecedented intervention with hundreds of thousands of people unemployed. And we've seen the huge resilience of our labour market, with, as I said, now we're nearly at full employment and 2.7 million people at work. We're also seeing inflation moderate. We saw the flash inflation figures for June that were at 1.5%, and that provides a different context in terms of budgetary preparations. And we have a number of expenditure pressures that I've mentioned in terms of continuing increased funding to support housing. When it, from a capital perspective, we have to fund the public pay deal next year, which was agreed, and we have to make sure we support industrial peace and also other pressures to continue existing levels of service within the context of wider public services. So this will be a different budget compared to the last 4 years, despite lots of deputies and wider TDs, and the system will of course have specific asks and priorities that they might have. But the work that myself and Minister Donoghue will be progressing is ensuring that we anchor, you know, fiscal stability as a core.
Is your message to your colleagues in the three parliamentary parties in government, cool the jets?
Well, we'll obviously make decisions to support strengthening of living standards, to make sure as well we embed continuous support for our enterprise economy, which can't be forgotten. The reason we have such strong tax receipts is because of our wider industrial and enterprise policy, which promotes economic growth. And obviously we want to make further progress on housing, but it will require prioritisation from ministers, and it's a different context than maybe the schemes that were developed during COVID or even during the peak of inflation, where we were able to provide additional levels of intervention within our economy. With inflation moderating now, people will see the benefit of wage increases with their purchasing power improving through the year, and that should strengthen domestic consumption. So the government has to be careful about...
But you are heading into an election, and the politics of this, it would be naive of us to ignore that. The politics matter, and there is going to be an expectation of a giveaway budget.
Well, look, for me as Minister for Finance, I want to make sure that the decisions I take can be sustained into the medium to long term. And that's why at the core of our fiscal policy is ensuring we save for the future. And that's why much of the excess corporation tax receipts are being put aside, so that when the risks crystallise, which they may do in the medium term, that we have an ability to intervene with the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Future Fund. So that's at the core of our policy. And of course, there'll be incremental changes to taxation and also supports in the context of expenditure increases in certain areas. But it would be a different budgetary context than what we've seen in the last 4 years. And that's about setting out a pathway for the future where we can sustain progress in public services and embed much of the intervention that we've made over the last 4 years needs to be funded next year. And that will limit the ability of all government ministers to significantly expand into other areas for 2025.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Can I ask you, in relation to RTE reports today suggesting ministers, including yourself and senior officials, discussing a hybrid model for funding of RTE, where there would be some form of licence fee and a commitment to multi-annual state support through Commission Naman. Is that the most likely course that you're going to chart for funding of RTE?
So we'll have engagement with Minister Martin on this in the next number of days. I suppose as a core principle, I think there should be a majority of people are paying the TV licence fee, and it's an important contribution in terms of public service broadcasting. So I think to abandon an ongoing public contribution in the context of a tight expenditure for later on this year and next year, I think that would create an issue where we'd have to find a significant gap in other expenditure lines. So I think it's important to retain the principle of a contribution, and we'll engage on how we can strengthen the model of compliance, but also on any additional funding.
That sounds like a yes to a hybrid model, Minister.
Well, we haven't yet landed on an outcome.
But you're heading that direction.
I'll engage with Minister Martin on the type of model to support public service broadcasting more generally. But I think it's important that we continue to have an ongoing contribution. Over 800,000 people paid their TV licence last year, and I'm encouraging everyone to pay their TV licence, and I think we need to continue to see an
outcome. Okay, all right. No, fair enough. Just very briefly before I let you go, IALPA says pilots will be balloted on the Labour Court proposals to end that pay row. Would you have a message for IALPA and for Aer Lingus at this point?
Well, look, I welcome that both sides got around the table at the Labour Court yesterday, and I hope that there'll be a resolution to this. It's been created enormous damage to our economy, to tourism, and affected so many people and families' plans for this summer. So I'm hopeful that there can be a successful resolution to this, and I welcome the fact that both sides have used the industrial relations machinery of the state to try and bring a resolution to it, and I hope we'll see an outcome when we see the ballot go to IALPA members.
Finance Minister Jack Chambers, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.